Hello and welcome to the Face of Pro-Life. Today I'm speaking with Friar Roderick Burke from the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate here in Griswold, Connecticut, and Dr. Lorraine Hartnett. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good to be here.
Most recently in the news, we've heard a lot about a war on women, and this is in regard to... It started with Obama passing this healthcare mandate saying that Catholic Church, everybody has to include contraception, sterilization, and abortion-causing drugs in all of their health insurance, including religious institutions that provide healthcare for their employees. And so when there was a backlash on that, they said, oh, there's a big war on women, we don't want to provide birth control to women, and that's a horrible thing. Right. And you're here to tell us a little bit more about the real war on women, and that is more and more we're finding out that we're actually doing sex selection abortions here in the United States. Now, we hear about this like in China, where they have a one-child policy, and their culture is that if you're going to have a kid, you have to have a son. And so years and years of this policy has led to too many boys and not enough girls in China. Of course, it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure that was going to happen.
Right.
So what is going on in the United States?
Well,
is this true?
Yeah, it apparently is. It's been very... you expect it to happen in China, but to see it happen in the rest of the world is quite an eye-opener, because the whole thing has been sold on the idea of women being liberated and a pro-woman trying to help women out and make them more equal. And
that abortion is good for women.
Yep, and so liberate them and make them better people, more respected and stuff like that. So there's many reasons why you can point to the fact that that's not worked as far as pushing the whole sexual revolution. That's been very bad for the respectable sex, sexual relations between men and women. But this one's pretty shocking. I mean, to actually go in and take out a baby because it's a woman, because it's a girl, it really hits home to me, anyways. That sobers me up a lot, and just kind of gives me a cold slap in the face, almost like someone threw a bucket of cold water in my face. That something's not right here. This really strikes deep in my heart. This is the it's so cold. The cold water analogy points to how cold the whole idea is. That you're going to take out someone just because of their because their sex. That I think in Asia there is this bias toward men because of all the patriarchal nature of the whole how the family works there. I think that still works in the United States, in the rest of the world as well, subconsciously perhaps. You don't want to admit it perhaps, but nevertheless, if you're going to have just one or two children, I guess there's at least the statistics show, statistics you can't hide. It's one of the things that there's a boy, there's a girl, you can count them up, 1, 2, 3. So it's all recorded in the computer, which one it is, so it's not something that can be hidden.
When you're talking like that, I'm thinking it's such a natural thing for someone to want a son. Right. Like, what does everybody say when they have two daughters, they're pregnant, I want a son. No one's happy with that. It's funny. It just happened in my own family. Oh, another daughter. Why do we even think that way?
Right. There's a
basic natural tendency, I think, to go against God, and think we know better.
Right.
And
right.
We kind of, that coldness is so associated with paganism.
Right.
So to have it over in China where they believe in all those other things,
right.
It doesn't surprise us. We can kind of sit back and say, oh, but we're better than they are.
Yeah, or India, it's a third world country. Yeah,
right. We're better than they are.
Right.
But now it's cold. Right. And it's so anti-woman. I mean, I think, of course, abortion's anti-woman. 50%
right.
of the babies aborted. But this is just more dramatic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe
more dramatic.
Maybe because it's a new aspect of it we haven't looked at before. It's just what hits me.
I think a lot of people, too, think that abortion, you know, the majority of women who have abortion just can't afford a child. They can't yes. they can't bring another child.
Right.
They just cannot bear another child. But when you find out that there are actually women that, yeah, they can afford another child. It's just that they want it to be a boy.
Right.
And the fact that an abortionist or a mill that's, you know, performing abortions would actually, you know, give an abortion for that reason is really shocking. And I think we have a video from Lila Rose. She's a woman, very brave woman.
It's liveaction.com, right?
Who started out in college basically going undercover into abortion clinics, specifically Planned Parenthood, and basically catching them in all sorts mm-hmm. of illegal activities, mm-hmm. Covering up child abuse.
That's right.
And she's really a hero in the pro-life movement. But her latest project has been going undercover and saying that she wants to have an abortion if it's a girl, and then being very compliant with that wish. So I'd like to show the audience this video from yeah. Live Action, right?
Yes.
Liveaction.org.
Over 100 million girls are missing today. These girls were victims of female gendercide, the targeting of females for extermination through infanticide, and most often the aborting of pre-born girls just because they are girls. The Economist reports, the destruction is worst in China, but is spread far beyond. Even sections of America's population have distorted sex ratios. Gendercide exists on almost every continent. If experts are right and gendercide is taking place in our own backyard, what is being done to protect our girls from the most brutal form of discrimination, violent sex-selective abortion? In April 2012, Live Action investigated abortion clinics nationwide to discover what would happen when the clinic receives a blatant request for a sex-selective abortion of a baby girl. In the footage you are about to see, Live Action went undercover at Planned Parenthood in Austin, Texas.
Have a seat here.
So, yes, you're pregnant.
Okay, that's okay. What I thought, yeah.
And so, what are you leaning more towards? I see that you say you want to terminate it with the girls, or you just wanted to continue the pregnancy in the meantime, or what?
Yeah, I think that would be the plan.
The abortion covers you up until 23 weeks.
Okay.
So it's a little over 5 months. Little.
Okay.
And usually at 5 months is usually when they detect, you know, whether or not it's a boy or a girl.
I see.
So you would be like right. Sometimes
there.
They can tell at four. I mean, I've seen that happen, but it just depends.
Depends?
Mm-hmm.
Who, do you think I should go and just ask for an ultrasound and just not tell them that I'm going to terminate if it's a girl? Or I just feel like there's been some judgment for my...
I mean, to be honest with you, I would probably think so, just because, I mean, we've had even clinicians, I mean, regular doctors that actually have even told women, you know, you can't go and terminate after your 16 weeks, you know, which is not true, but, you know, a lot of doctors, you know, they'll place judgment because of the fact that the brain is already developed. Pretty much everything's already developed.
Yeah.
The brain is already developed. A lot pretty much everything's already developed.
Yeah.
And then for you to go and terminate, you know, so, you know, usually we tell them, you know, you don't actually have to say what you're going to go do. So I have actually applied for Medicaid, got on Medicaid as if I was going to continue my pregnancy. Went through the OBGYN, and then me and my husband decided we're going to go ahead and terminate. We terminated, and I still stayed on Medicaid and just got on birth control. Right after I got on birth control,
okay.
I just stopped using it.
Right.
Didn't even want it anymore.
Didn't use it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So then I could, then we could probably, you're thinking, like, if we did that, we could probably get pregnant again soon after.
Oh, yeah. That. I've had 2 abortions and I have 4 kids.
Okay. So, all right.
From experience,
yeah.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with being pregnant immediately.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Okay. So these providers would be more, at least more open to me terminating. But do you think I still just shouldn't worry about telling them that I would be terminating if it's a girl? Just kind of
right.
Just keep it quiet and then come here.
Yeah, I would probably, because more than likely they could even refuse to continue to see you if you're just going to terminate.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
see.
This is what you could take. Are you wanting to possibly get on pregnancy Medicaid to see if you can get like a...
Yeah, I'd like to try that.
Okay. So I'm going to give you this too as well. This is what you would take to the Medicaid office. This is basically just proof of pregnancy.
Oh, good. Thank you. So then I'd want to try to schedule an ultrasound with an OB around then, and then I would still be able to come back here for a termination if it was a girl. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, you know, if you go and see an OBGYN, you know, pretty soon, and you do an ultrasound to see exactly how far along you are,
okay,
then you can really detect, okay, this is how far along I am, this is when I need to.
Know. Yeah.
This is when I need, when I'll know whether or not it's a boy or girl.
Gotcha. Okay.
So again, you'll be like 20 weeks. That's 5 months.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Okay.
That is really helpful. Thank you for understanding.
You're welcome.
I was worried that I would get judgment for terminating
because
of the gender, and you've been so.
No. I'm just trying to, you know, help you as much as possible. So
thank you.
You know, some things you probably can't be too open because there are people out there that'll place judgment, you know?
Yeah.
And then whenever it does happen, it's like you could tell them one thing, but then they might even just think another.
Another.
But
that's
what matters is that, you know, you have your family.
Yes, my boy and my girl.
Exactly. So just continue and try again.
Okay, all right. So I will call you back, and I mean, obviously, if it's a girl, I'll call you back, and
right.
If not, then...
And I'll give you, let me give you our card, too,
thank
just so you.
You
can have. Actually, I forgot the numbers right here.
Oh, okay.
That you call.
Great.
Okay?
All right.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
And I hope that you do get your boy.
Thank you.
To learn more about what you can do to protect our girls, join us at protectourgirls.com.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I'm sure they see it all at Planned Parenthood, but she just didn't seem like at all shocked that a woman would come in and,
right.
You know, it's not like she's, you know, someone off the street. She's a husband. What, you know,
yeah.
has a daughter already, and she knows that, you know.
Right. So she's obviously prepared to bring a child into the
right.
world and has all the resources to do so. But she's going to bring the one child that she wants, not so. Really, brings the whole thing to the full cold philosophical extreme there.
Yeah.
That we're basically just treating a baby as a commodity.
Exactly.
And it's that's what really struck me is just how cold, how businesslike, how you're just talking about a dog or or a car or a pair of clothes. Or
and she can't even say it was a clump of cells because she said, oh, 20 weeks. Oh, she's got, they've got everything.
Brain,
everything's all developed. All the organs are developed. So she knows for a fact that it's a baby that they have to wait till it's developed to be able to tell, you know, ultrasound by ultrasound what the gender is and then rip the baby apart. They have no problem with that.
And they have to wait till a very late term to do that, not the final trimester, but at least the late second trimester. So it's pretty gory stuff.
What got to me was the coldness of the nurse there, that she'd heard this before.
Yeah,
it didn't surprise her, and she didn't even care. She had no no kind of, she said no judgment, but what she has is no values, no morals, no moral compass.
No ability to judge
She's lost her mind, actually.
Right, in that sense. And that's, in a sense, we shouldn't be surprised, but at the same time, to actually see it in a real world situation, it's like the Ultimate Reality TV, this little video that just had, to see it in reality, it was quite shocking.
We're so willing as a society to accept abortion on demand that I imagine there are actually people who say, so what? I mean, if you're going to get abortion for, financial reasons, why not get an abortion because you wanted the perfect boy-girl family,
Exactly.
And it's just the slippery slope. I mean, once you do it, and what struck me when she was talking was the human will versus God's will.
Yeah.
That was the coldness of it. It was so cold, and we have this beautiful statue of the Blessed Mother, and her Annunciation always speaks to me that, like, thy will be done. Like, hey, you're God, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
This is the opposite of that, the total antithesis of that.
Right.
And it will lead to the destruction of many.
Yeah. It's so funny, too, because, this is basically killing a child because of a genetic disposition. Okay, so it's a girl rather than a boy. And we know we abort over 90% of kids with, Down syndrome. And many other different anomalies.
Right, they're going to start, they've increased the number of genetic diseases they can test easily, so they're going to start doing that.
Right. Yeah.
X-linked diseases that have to do with, they're going to be...
autistic.
Right, whatever they are. So a lot of them are gender-based abortions, the genetic ones anyway.
And we're all okay with this. I mean, it seems like the society's all okay with it.
That's okay.
But then a few years ago, several years ago, they were saying that homosexuality might be a genetically linked disease. Well, then when they found out that they could, diagnose this in utero, then you had a whole group of liberal homosexuals saying, well, you couldn't abort a child for homosexuality.
Right.
Yeah, you could for being a girl.
On that score there, you would think that the liberal establishment would really jump on it.
They did.
For the same reason, against the sex selective stuff.
Yes, and the gender side.
It's very much
appealed to youth. As I was seeing that, stop gendercide or protect the woman.
Right.
That our youth have to hear that message because they're kind of brainwashed into putting all their energies into these places, like to stop the genocide in the African countries. God forbid, we have to do that. Mm. So to couch this in that female gendercide terminology really struck me. The youth have to listen to that.
Right.
Okay? Especially the boys.
It's their
because
world.
If they keep killing off all the girls, they're not going to have anyone to marry.
It won't matter. They won't want to.
That's the point.
That's the other agenda. It dovetails into the other agenda.
It's pretty cold. I mean, I guess in Asia, the whole patriarchal part of it comes in. And no doubt, they didn't really mention the statistics. I didn't see any media statistics on the web here about the amount of the skew that there is in the United States in regard to the the balance of the sexes, but apparently there is one. And but certainly in the United States, it's probably more based on the whole designer mentality of getting the whole, getting the child you want, the right color hair, the right color eyes, the you know, all the right traits, and perhaps even getting into the whole thing about designer babies, the notion of sperm and all that.
Yeah, so. And they've talked about that often, about in vitro fertilization, where people want, you know, they do this sex selection before even implantation. But the thing that's really cold about the sex selection abortion is the fact that they do have to allow the baby to, totally develop. I mean, she says 20 weeks, 23 weeks, but really right around 16 weeks is when you can generally tell the sex of the baby, if the baby's cooperative.
If the baby's cooperative.
Move to the right position, yeah.
The whole thing, I think cold is a great word, because you think of the doctors who this nurse is talking to. Hey, what do you think about aborting for same-sex, sex selection? That's okay with me. Put me on your list, you know?
Yeah.
So she gives them. I mean, how can a physician even think that way?
Right.
This evil of this is so profound. And it's very applicable to our society today, because they're voting on something, correct?
That's right.
There's some kind of
ban. There has been votes. The House has actually voted to ban it. I didn't quite understand the whole interplay there, but they said they got a ban, but it won't be 2/3. So I guess it won't pass a presidential veto. So
they did have a vote, and it was based. I think it was started because of Lila Rose's video and her expose on Planned Parenthood.
Yes, it was just recently.
The House did vote to ban sex selection abortions in the United States. Unfortunately, they didn't get the 2/3 needed to pass it. And of course, it never would have even come up for a vote in the Senate, because the Democrats control the Senate.
And you wonder how the liberals could even do that, since they promote women's liberation.
Right, the whole thing's based on supposedly on women's liberation, but there's many other signs that it's not, of course, and that's the whole thing with the, most of the women that die, for instance, during in pregnancy is not due to problems in the birth, but men abusing the women, you know, because they're mad that they're pregnant.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's really
and
not.
We'll get an abortion.
It's really So it's not about giving the rights to the woman. It's more like enabling men to abuse women, as far as getting their way, intimacy-wise. You know.
Right. So the number one cause of death in pregnant women is homicide.
Right.
And if abortion were not legal, then the men wouldn't really have a leg to stand on.
Right.
You know, I mean, they wouldn't have this expectation
that a woman's just going to go out and
take care of it,
you know,
because abortion's so easy.
So, and then that makes sense. You know, this whole, it all happened at the same time as the sexual revolution, which was all about that. You know, it was all about turning this thing that's really very beautiful and all about the starting of life into a mere thrill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and that's what we're at, and that's what we're talking about, and this is a part of all that, and it's just one more thing that shows that it's not about women's rights.
No, it's not about women's rights.
Everything but that.
Well, and it's also we've come to the point where children are not considered unique individual human beings. They are property. You know, I hear it all the time. The girls, you know, I could never give my baby up for adoption. I could kill my baby, but I couldn't give my baby up for adoption because it's my baby. I was like, no, it's not your baby.
Right.
It is a unique human individual.
But it's the idea that it's my choice matters.
Right.
I can choose what to do with it. I can have it or I can get rid of it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's that human will.
Yeah. But I would not do the loving thing and place the baby for adoption in the family that's going to give it a good life. It's like, oh, my God.
Right, yeah. I think it's a lot of things that are turned upside down. Yeah. And I think that's, you can sort of, point the finger at some ladies for this. But really, it's also this, the whole society is telling them this at the same time, that they're bad if they do give their women, their babies up for adoption. So the society doesn't really help in that regard either. And but this whole thing is that it's the loss of personhood. I think we're starting to see, as you say, that it's not a individual anymore. It's not a unique person. It's not this beautiful person anymore. We're losing the whole idea that of the sanctity of life, and it's now a commodity. It's just a thing, and we're losing our own self-worth.
Yeah.
So well, that's not, what it's about, isn't it?
It's not really necessarily, in a sense, it's selfish, yet at the same time, it shoots down your own self-worth. So really, ultimately, as many evil things are, it's almost an insanity.
It's twisted.
Yeah.
The idea, that word that came was twisted.
Right.
It's twisted.
Right.
And just like the sexual revolution, what was no revolution, it was devolution. You know, that's when women lost their rights.
And here
when they supposedly got their rights in the world, is when they lost their right to be a woman,
a mother.
And that's why the whole idea of the whole way they sold the abortion thing is so powerful in a sense. And how well it worked is it appealed on this idea of women and you know, what's more amazing about humanity than sexuality and being man and women and why. You know, we always identify ourselves as being a man or woman and are offended when that's not recognized. So part of ourselves, part of our humanity. And to see that being used in such a cold way is really getting down to the core of using, of seeing ourselves in a very cold way.
Right, losing the whole sight of what it is to be a person. A person... that God created to do something on this earth,
right.
Whether it's as a woman or as a man, you have a unique mission, and that's just totally lost.
Right.
Of course, it's lost with abortion because the beings are killed. The same
before they
with
ever
these
have
women.
A chance.
But in reality, so many women are lost anyway right now. That's where they are. As I was coming out tonight and doing some work, the TV was on, and they were talking about a whole new epidemic of addiction of women to Adderall, to one of the stimulants.
Wow.
Because women, the other side of it is the women who can't do enough. You know, their kids have to go here and there, and they have to work, and they have to do this. So they're taking these stimulants. Mm. It's just so destructive. And then
I could talk to you about that.
Coffee. Fine.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that you talk to your family and friends about the things that you learned. Go to liveaction.org and see some of the videos of the exposés that Lila Rose has done on Planned Parenthood. And when you look in the mirror the next time, you realize yours too is the face of pro-life. Please join us again next time.
That's what they call the mother's little helpers.